You've been going to look at Maury Boyd's Grove for 4 or 5 years, I believe, and I think you've said they just keep getting better, his HLB-infected trees, with his nutrition program.
Yes, I've just come back from going to Maury's Grove. He's been nice enough to allow myself and other members of the citrus industry, hundreds of us, to go through these groves over the last 4 years. And the combination of nutritional materials and management techniques that he has put together and brought together on his two groves that are located, the Orange Hammock Grove and the other grove that's a little further north that he has, north of Immokalee and south of LaBelle, they're just remarkable. Almost all the trees have greening, but his management programs allow him to suppress the greening symptoms. And the crops of fruit, both the Hamlins and the Valencias, are excellent. There's a lot of fruit on the trees, and the size of the fruit on the trees, the size of the individual pieces, is some of the most outstanding I've seen anywhere in the state. So, Maury, we appreciate you for what you've done for the industry, and we appreciate you for opening up your groves and let all the rest of us see what you're doing. We've been able to replicate little parts of it, but it's very difficult. Everyone else has found it very difficult to exactly replicate what Maury has been able to accomplish.
You said something like he may be the world's best citrus grower.
Maury and Tim Willis, who is production manager, Maury and Tim Willis, the two of them together, may be the best growers in Florida. They are certainly excellent, and they really pay attention to what's happening in their groves.
And I think you said the whole industry owe them a debt, right?
Absolutely. The whole citrus industry owes Maury Boyd and his production manager, Tim Willis, an enormitude debt of gratitude because they've really, really given a lot of us hope when we were kind of down and out about greening. And they've shown us different ways that in the short term, at least, we can make the trees live longer and produce fruit longer.